But let's read the room a bit more. I think schools will go back for some students. Retail businesses will reopen with restrictions. Masks will be compulsory everywhere. I don't think we're going to see crowds, not in any number, back at the sport after you see what happened at the MCG and AAMI with this outbreak, this wave. Community sport may not be back. And after outbreaks at the Miss Frankie's restaurant, Young and Jackson's, and concerns still about the Crafty Squire pub, I get the feeling it's going to be tough rules for hospitality as well. On the line, Victorian President of the Australian Hotels Association, Danny Kenny. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Well, have you got any confidence it'll be a significant easing for your people?
Not significant easing. We're reading the tea leaves as you are, and we're expecting to open Wednesday. We're just hoping that the whole venue can open with some numbers that allow us to get open and get our people back to work.
Are you being consulted by the government?
Look, we've been pleased in the past week the conversations we've had, and I think now there is a genuine understanding within government of just how tough it has been for hospitality and where hospitality sits, and it isn't just a matter of opening a door and away it goes. So we've actually been had a productive week. It may have been your work on this, Neil, that we believe that government have come to the table with us and really have listened that if we're going to open under heavy restrictions, then the support that hospitality needs to be relative to those restrictions.
Do you think you'll get any advanced knowledge because you want to get things? If, for example, restrictions do lift on you to some extent, midnight tomorrow night, do you get advanced knowledge of that?
No, we'd like to know, certainly by this afternoon, to allow those venues to make a decision, not just about whether we will open, but under what restrictions, because some businesses will make a decision on those numbers, whether it is viable for them to actually do it. So that advance warning allows venues somewhat to get their staff back if they think they're going to open, do the preparation they need if they need to get open. Now, we'd love to trade our way to prosperity, but we understand that we're in the middle of a pandemic. We've got great confidence in our no-tick, no-entry campaign. I think that has shown to work, and we want to have confidence in that so that we can get to, as you said, restrictions until vaccination.
Do you think Martin Pakula referred to vertical consumption, which I guess is standing at the bar having a beer? That's not coming back for a while, is it?
You'd think if you look at what's happened in the past, it's been one of the last things to be released, with seated service being a requirement initially. We believe pubs are a little bit different. When you have that image of people standing up, they have an image of crowds and large crowds together. Pubs can manage that, and particularly in smaller groups where we can, because it does open up areas in a hotel where people can actually trade. I'm talking about a country pub with people standing around a bar having a beer. In small
yeah.
groups, we understand that large groups is going to be prohibitive for a fair while, but a lot of our venues too also rely on stand-up style functions, after-work drinks where people like to stand up and mingle, birthday parties and so forth. So some vision around when that might occur so people can make bookings is also important for our industry.
Okay, what do you think you'll get? You've been given a nod on anything. What are you expecting?
No, we haven't. What we're expecting, what we're hoping is to open in a safe way. We think if seated service is part of that, then we can live with that. But it's more for us the one person per 2 square metres, which is basically 50% capacity, and that allows for small venues to get open, medium and larger venues. Anything lower than that and venue caps will make it very restrictive on venues.
Thank you very much for that, and I apologise. I think I called you Danny. It's David, obviously. Thank you, David.
My pleasure.
David Kenny, Victorian President of the Australian Hotels Association. I apologise, David Kenny. Okay, more of your calls in a moment. What do you think should be eased? What should be eased first? 96900 693 13 13 32.